Where are the muleys? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I've hunted mule deer from the Colorado Rockies through the mountains of the Northwest and heard credible reports recently that the populations of these magnificent animals have been seriously compromised. Mark Warnke is a professional guide and big game hunter, and during a recent conversation, I asked him a question.
Supposedly there's a decline in mule deer, and a couple of things come to my mind. One would be wolf depredation, the other would be habitat declines. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do. I don't know whether it's going to be very politically correct, my opinion. I think both of the things that you're saying are having an impact, but coming from a guy, and I've killed 4 200-inch muleys with my bow. So I've hunted them everywhere they've walked. I've spent 15 years chasing big muleys. It's my critter's specialty. Been on the cover of Trophy Hunter. Been on the cover of Eastman. I've hunted them everywhere. And where good muleys exist is where good management exists. The whole reason I took up bow hunting was so that I didn't have to see a guy on the next hill. I didn't want to go in and hear gunshots ringing off every hillside when I was hunting because I don't like to share my woods with a bunch of other human beings. And the reality is there's so much pressure and the way they're managed, I don't think that we're managing our deer well, especially disacknowledging wolf depredation, loss of habitat, and the die-off of 92-93. Those all have huge impacts on our population.
Believe me, Mark's thoughts are not unique to him. They go across a lot of hunters.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.